Nothing like some Monk at this hour of the morning to kind of put a little little pep in your step, huh? That's actually Walter Davis Jr. from a recording dedicated to Monk called In Walked Thelonious, and a little bit of Trinkle Twinkle.
Well, and in walked Megan Wiesna, who is here from the Colfax Community Network, to speak with us today about crock pots, which, you know, we may have grown up with them warm on the countertop. But something that's happening here in Denver, Megan, is that folks who are living in motels all up and down East Colfax, and if you've lived in Denver and traveled through the city, you know what I'm talking about. Families are living in there, and they don't have a kitchen to cook with, but you guys are saying over at Colfax Community Network that crock pots are the solution. Why is that?
Yeah, that's great. Thanks so much for having me here
this
morning.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks. So crock pots are kind of a jack of all trades. If you go to a food pantry, you have food stamps, you can use a crock pot to cook up any old thing that otherwise might not be so delicious. So crock pot, all you need is an electrical outlet. You plug it in, you pour whatever you've got, and here you have a great meal for your family. So a lot of these families don't have kitchens in the motels where they're staying, and a crock pot can really bridge that gap from not having a place to cook.
Now, you guys are giving crock pots to these families, and there's a need for these. And what's happening right now is that there's a drive on for people to give crock pots to Colfax Community Network, and you guys are working with the Metro Denver Homeless Initiative. If they go to colfaxcommunitynetwork.org, can they figure out a way to donate a crock pot?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can check out our website and donate online. You can also bring a crock pot by our offices on Colfax and Kingston. Give us a call, and we'd love to take a crock pot off your hands and get it out into the community.
Call them at 303-360-9175. Megan Wiesna from Colfax Community Network, helping homeless families on East Colfax in motels who don't have kitchens get crock pots. Carlos, do you have any favorite meals you remember from inside a crock pot back in the day?
Not really. I do remember, though, that anytime something was sitting in the crock pot for 8 hours and you come home, you just smile. You lift that lid up, and it's just that aroma and so forth. And I can imagine, I can't imagine, but the people living in motel rooms, and times are tough. And having that crock pot, having put something in there earlier in the day, it's got to be rewarding. So how successful is this campaign so far, and what are you trying to attain?
Yeah. So our goal is 150 crock pots.
Wow.
We're over a third of the way there. We have had crock pots come from all over the United States so far. So we're really excited. And we're targeting two motels. We'll distribute these crock pots on Saturday, April 23rd. And the hope is that every family living in these motels will get a crock pot by the time we're done with this on Saturday.
Now, not getting home-cooked meals, living in these motels, what do these folks eat? If, you know, they're just getting to the pantry, is it the cheap fast food stuff?
Yeah, cheap fast food stuff, as well as canned goods that might not get heated up, or whatever you can buy with your limited amount of money that you have. Sometimes that's just running across the street to the gas station. And we all know that food isn't very nourishing, and certainly isn't very comforting when you want a home-cooked meal.
And of course, you're talking about kids even who are living with these families in these motels. All of a sudden, by donating a crock pot, you've got something warm and wholesome cooked up. I had my wife made a lasagna in a crock pot a couple months back when it was a little cooler, a crock pot lasagna. And, there's just amazing things you can do. Do you guys also have recipe suggestions? Do you help show these folks how to cook in the crock pot?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we actually have some crock pot recipes from things that you can make from a bunch of different canned goods that you can find in most food pantries. So we talk to folks about, a few green beans here, some corn here, and how do you get some meat in that crock pot too? So absolutely, we're thinking of every creative option to get a good meal out of these crock pots. And that can mean a huge difference. these are the kinds of meals that really stick with you so you feel full, which doesn't often happen for the kids who we work with.
Absolutely. Megan Fiesna from the Colfax Community Network. Go to colfaxcommunitynetwork.org and consider donating that crock pot that you haven't used for a while because you're too busy. You know, you can't wait 12 hours to cook a meal. These folks really could use it.
Yeah, and I know like many folks, you may not use the crock pot every day, and you may have three or four of them. So think about that. Maybe you can give up one of them and so forth. But, you know, as many families, it's just we just take it for granted, and we shouldn't do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Before we go, Megan, what are the two motels up on East Colfax you guys will be at on April 20th, you said?
April 23rd, Saturday, okay. April 23rd. And okay. We will be at the Pace Setter and the King's Inn on East Colfax.
Okay. So helping our local community families living in those motels, Megan Wiesner, ColfaxCommunityNetwork.org in partnership with the Metro Denver Homeless Initiative. Thanks for helping feed these folks.
Yeah. Thanks for having me today.
We got 14 ahead of 8 o'clock. Still to come, Stories of Standards is Joy Spring by Clifford Brown Jr. Here's one from the old Monk classic called Blue Monk, and it's Eric Dolphy.